I love you too. That go without saying.
And stay strong up there.
Huh?
I said, and stay strong over there.
Yeah.
I tell everybody you said hi.
Well, do that for me. Do that for me. I said hi.
All right, I try to call back up there, all right?
Okay, then. Love you.
Love you too.
Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, for those of you who are not sure of what you just heard, that is the last time I spoke to my grandmother. I lost my grandmother back in March 15th. I lost her to dementia. Now, back then, you know, I told myself, well, back then, first of all, let me tell you what happened. Back then, when I did find out that I lost my grandmother, I took a break from podcasting for like a couple of weeks so that I can, you know, take in what happened and stuff like that. Then once I came back, I told myself that I was going to do a dedication episode. Then I told myself I wasn't. Then I told myself I was again. So I was pretty much back and forth with what I wanted to do as far as the dedication episode is concerned. So I lost her to dementia. And my grandmother was a wonderful woman, man. Very, very amazing Christian lady. Funny as hell. Cooked her ass off. Loved her family. Loved her. Loved everyone, man. She had such a big heart. I was very close with my grandmother. I have a lot of memories. I'm going to probably be talking all over the place because I wanted to really speak from the heart. I didn't really want to sit down and write down talking points and stuff like that like I normally do. I just wanted to speak, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up, see, a lot of people have grandparents that they don't even grow up close to. I was very close to my grandmother, as well as my cousins and stuff like that. She used to watch all of us. Like, she used to watch all of us at the same time for a long time in my childhood. A lot of memories at grandma's house, a lot of games played, even got in a lot of trouble and stuff like that. But you know, when it came to my grandmother, she was also there for me a lot, especially when I got in trouble by my mother. You know, I used to get a lot of ass whoopings, and she got me out of a lot of ass whoopings also. So, and I remember one little memory in my childhood when me and my cousins and brothers and stuff like that was at my grandmother's house, and she created this game that we started playing in our childhood. It's like she had these steps in her house, and she would have, it would be like two or three of us or something like that sitting on the first step, right? And then you have, let's just say you have three people sitting on that front step, and then the other person is standing in front of the people that's sitting on the step. So we called that the penny game. You put a penny in your hand, and you put both your hands behind your back, and you lead a penny in one hand, and then all the people that's on the front step, they gotta guess which hand it's in. Whoever get it right, move up a step. If you get it wrong, you stay on that step. So we call that the penny game. That was one of my favorite childhood games back, you know what I'm saying, at my grandmother's house. She created that game. And then my grandmother, she created this other thing where it's like, I say all the cousins and stuff like that at her house, right? And you know, you got one person that may be sitting in a seat. They get up, they go to the kitchen, they come back, somebody sitting in a seat. So we all used to fuss about it a lot. So my grandmother came up with this thing where she's like, all right, whoever sit down, if you get up from your seat and you say space back, you have to come get your seat back. Nobody can sit in your seat. So ever since then, for a long time, up until I don't know when, but for a long time, every time we sit down, every time we get up, space back, space back, space back. Yeah, so she created that. So, like, it's a lot of little things my grandmother came up with, man. She was a very brilliant lady, like I said. Love her so much. I also remember when my grandmother used to go to Popeye's all the time. I remember she used to get red beans and rice And I can't remember which chicken she used to get. Leg, thigh, breast, wing. You know, I can't remember all that. But every single time she went to Popeyes, she always used to take the skin off the chicken and she used to give me the skin. I don't know who else she gave what to, you know, out of my fan, you know, my cousins and siblings and stuff like that. But she used to always take the skin off and give it to me because she didn't eat the skin. And I liked the skin off the chicken, so she used to give it to me. And I remember my grandmother, she used to dedicate herself to walking. She used to do this thing every early morning. I can't remember what time, but her and another group of women, they used to go for their walks. She used to put her little, what's that little bag that you put around your waist? That little bag, that little purse thing. She used to put that on, and then she used to go out and go for her walks. You know what I'm saying? It was, she was so on the move. Oh, and this another thing. And I know a lot of y'all probably got a grandfather or grandmother that do this, or mother, father, or whatever. But every time you go to grandma's house, every time we used to go to grandma's house, grandma used to be looking out that bedroom window down at, you know what I'm saying, the main street or the front of the house, period. That she used to look down at every, you know, everything. Every time you walk up the step to walk to her door, you look up at the window and you see grandma's head sticking right out that window, and you wave and speak to her first before you go in. It was amazing, man. Like, my childhood was so amazing. She used to, when she did used to watch all of us at the same time, we all used to play in the backyard, you know what I'm saying, go to the playground. It was this playground that was behind her house that we all used to go to all the time. It had the monkey bars over there. Me and my cousin and my brother, we used to play basketball over there with the monkey bars was the actual court, because it wasn't a basketball court over there. So we used the monkey bars, and on each side of the monkey bars, you know, was one side was this, you know how in a basketball court you got, you know what I'm saying, two sides or whatever. One side, if we play like a full court game, we just play, you know, y'all get the picture. But that ain't even the best part of when it comes to memories with my grandmother. The best memories came from when I got older. Now, a lot of people would say that their best memories are from childhood, but although that's where everything started, the best memories came from when I got older, because I got to have more adult conversations with my grandmother. I got to learn her more, right? So ever since I started working, let me tell y'all how it's been going. Ever since I started working and driving and stuff like that, coming and going as I please, I've called my grandmother almost every day. Now, I have missed a day or two here and there once I started having my kids and stuff like that, but I always called my grandmother faithfully every day. If it wasn't every day, it was every other day, every 2 days, whatever. But I also matched that with going to see her. I used to see her all the time. I used to call her every morning on the way to work, on my lunch breaks, on my way home from work. And I used to go see her on whatever day I was off. Like if I was out and about driving around and stuff like that, I used to stop past. And some of my other favorite memories of my grandmother is when I used to take her to the store to get her a fish sandwich. She loved fish. I used to take her to the grocery store. Now, one thing about my grandmother that I used to always talk to her about, you know, when I ran her to the store all the time, my grandmother don't really like people waiting on her. Like, she used to feel like she had to leave for that matter, you know what I'm saying? Because she, like, let me give you an example. So, like, if she's walking up and down the aisles trying to figure out what she's looking for and stuff like that, she'll know that she's taking her time, but then she'll be thinking about, like, you know what I'm saying, how impatient a person is, and she'll say stuff like, you know what, never mind, I'll just come back another day or whatever. And one day she did that with me. I was like, grandma, nah, like, you good, like, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, get what you're looking for and stuff like that. I don't got nowhere to be. And then, you know, once she was done in the store, you know, I rode her cart outside. Well, I rode her cart to the checkout line. I rung all her stuff up. I took her card and made the payment for her and stuff like that. Took her home, took all her bags upstairs and all that. Man, I'm telling you. And then every time I did it, let me tell you what my grandmother used to do. This is how generous she is. She used to always say, like, every time you do her a favor, or every time I did her a favor or whatever, I know it's probably the same for everybody else, but every time I did her a favor, she used to always say, I'm going to make you some banana pudding, or I'm going to make you some cake. But she know, but the banana pudding is the kicker. She'll say, I'm going to make you some banana pudding. I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Love you, give her a kiss, and I leave, right? And the reason why she's saying that, y'all, is because banana pudding, for those who don't know, is my favorite dessert. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite dessert. If you don't eat banana pudding, you need to try it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I did not eat banana pudding from nobody else but my grandmother. I'm telling y'all, like, I know it seems simple, but everybody don't know how to make banana pudding like grandma. Everybody don't do the same thing. You got some people who put the cookies and just the pudding and whipped cream. That's not banana pudding. My grandmother used to do it in layers. It used to be the banana, the pudding, and the vanilla wafer cookies, and then she used to do that all the way up to the top. Banana pudding cookies, banana pudding cookies, banana pudding cookies. And then once she get to the top, the very top layer would be pudding, right? So the pudding would spread all over the cookies, and then she'll take some more cookies and she'll crumble them up and she'll sprinkle it all over the top. You know what I'm saying? To add that extra creativity to it. So it'd be crumbs of cookies at the top, pudding cookies, bananas going all the way down. Man, I'm telling you, I always ate pretty much half the damn dish by the time the day was over with. You know what I'm saying? And she used to make them for me. She used to make them for one of my cousins, and she used to make them for one of my aunts. And then it was a couple of times where she'll make some banana pudding in a big dish, and then she'll take some banana pudding and put it to the side for me because she says she made it for somebody else in the family too. I was like, man, if that's not a big-hearted woman, generous, man, I love that woman, man. She's always put stuff to the side for me. Like, it was so amazing. And then another thing that I remember about my grandmother is that, and she didn't just only do this to me, she did this to everyone in the family. And remember, I said she loved her family. She loved her family. Even when she felt like no one was really calling her enough or coming to see her enough, she never showed any less love to no one. But another thing I remember is she used to call everyone in the family on their birthday at 5 to 6 o'clock in the morning. She did that because she always wanted to be the first one to tell you happy birthday. She never missed a beat with that. You know what I'm saying? She pretty much kept that going for a very long time. And that's one memory that I will always remember. Because like I said, I used to call her on every morning on my way to work, or every evening on my way from work. But I remember those mornings on the way to work, I always knew when that clock hit the time that it hit, I knew grandma was about to call me. And the first thing she used to say when I picked up the phone, she used to say, well, happy birthday. And I used to say, thank you. And then she used to say, oh, so you such and such age now, huh? And then I'd be like, yeah, yeah. And then she'll be like, oh, okay, well, I just wanted to tell you happy birthday, and I love you, and I'm going to make you some cake. I'm going to make you some cake for your birthday. I want you to come get it, okay? She used to say that every year until I got older, then the cake turned into banana pudding. The cake turned into the banana pudding. Even right now, y'all, like, I haven't had no banana pudding in a long time. And the craziest thing is this is how heavy those memories are. The craziest thing is every single time from this point on to the rest of my life, I promise you, anytime I eat banana pudding, I'm gonna always think of my grandmother. I'm going to always think of my grandmother every time I eat banana pudding or every time I come across it. And the reason is, like I said, she's always make it for me. And she was the only one that made it the way that I love it. I'm not going to say I'm never going to eat it again, but whenever I do, that's going to happen. And then, for example, whenever I eat double chocolate cake, I'm going to think of my grandmother because I know she used to make this for me all the time. And then another thing, like, my grandmother was one of my biggest supporters. Like, I remember back when I was young, I used to make music. I used to make CDs and stuff like that. And you know what's crazy? My grandmother wasn't even listening to none of the music that I was making. I may have played something for her, but she wasn't really listening to it. But she just used to have the CD, like, have the CD that I gave her. And she put it right on. She used to have this orange and silver CD player next to her bed, right next to the bubblegum dish. And she had my CD on top of the CD player. Didn't spin it one time. Like, I'm trying to tell you, but she did it to support me. So, like, when I'm doing this podcast and stuff like that, you know, I wish that she was here to see this and see the growth, because she used to always tell me that I'm going to do something with myself. She sees greatness in me. I swear she told me that. So, like, when she passed away, you know, I took that. I took it very hard because she's my grandmother, but it was even harder because, you know, I wanted to stop podcasting, you know, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to get up here and still talk the same and have the same feeling that I've had before she left. So then I told myself, I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that because, you know, I know that if she was still here, she would tell me, don't forget her, but still continue to do what I love to do. And, that's the only reason I did it, because I don't know if I mentioned this already. I probably did, but I forgot. Like I said, I'm talking all over the place. But the day that she passed, it was like in the middle of the week. I'm not sure what day of the week it was, but I did not drop an episode the following. Well, the whatever episode was coming up after that, I did not drop anything. And I don't think I dropped anything for like 2 weeks, two weekends or something like that. And like I said, because I wasn't going to be up to it. But I had to talk to myself and think about what she would have told me. You know what I'm saying? Don't quit. Don't give up. You know what I'm saying? Continue to do what you do. Just as well as anybody else who's listening to this. If you lost someone close to you, you know, do what they would want you to do. I don't think nobody would want you to just shut down on life and give up because they're gone. They lived their life. They left you with memories. And so just think about that. So cherish all of your loved ones right now, because you really don't know when it's their time to go. Appreciate everyone while they're here. Give everyone their roses while they can still smell them. You know, because my grandmother, the condition that she had, you know, it eventually had her not be able to talk or see. You know what I'm saying? So when I went up there to see her, I was talking, and this is, I'm gonna close it out with this, y'all, because I don't want to eventually, you know, fall apart. So I'm gonna leave it with this. The last time I saw my grandmother, she wasn't able to see me. Okay? The last two times I had an interaction with my grandmother, 1 minute she was able to talk to me and respond and stuff like that. The next time I seen her after that, she wasn't able to do either one, see me or talk to me. So to see her like that, it was hurtful. Of course, obviously, she's my grandmother. It was very hurtful. So I wish that I, like, and I know people say this all the time, I wish that I could have made more memories. Or I wish that I would have went up there every day to see her. I wish I would have done it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say appreciate all your loved ones while they still here, because you're going to be talking like that. You're going to be talking like that. It's people out here that don't even call or see nobody until the damn funeral is here. And it's finally and is finally able to see, you know, like, I don't even want to get into all that. But anyway, y'all, I want to thank y'all for allowing me to vent to y'all about certain memories of my grandmother. Of course, there are hundreds and hundreds of more memories. I just wanted to get on here and do this quick spill because I've always wanted to do it. I wanted to share it with my listeners because I do appreciate those who support me and listen to my episodes. So thank y'all again for coming and listening to me vent. Y'all know where to find me. Instagram, Real Talk with Tim. Twitter, RTWT Podcast. TikTok, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. Snapchat, Real Talk with Tim. What else am I missing? Just tune in for the next one, y'all. Thank you.